Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee today on WKOM and WKRM Radio, your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, and we start with local news. Columbia City Council approved plans for a special census to be conducted later this year, a project which could net millions of additional dollars in annual revenue. Council members met last Thursday for their monthly study session while also conducting a special called meeting to vote on the proposed special census. The reason for the special meeting was for the council to approve the submission of $928,069 to the United States Census Bureau, City Manager Tony Massey said. It would essentially be another regular census conducted through the U.S. Census Bureau, starting in the summer and going through the fall, Massey said. That way, it can be completed in time for us to send the new census numbers for the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget and the state shared taxes that we would receive from the new special census, he said. Massey added that the U.S. Census Bureau has forecasted Columbia's growth to be an estimated 6,800 people since 2020, a methodology he describes as being about 94% accurate. The purpose of the census, as has been the case in Spring Hill, who has conducted a few similar processes over the last few years, is to track population growth, which could then equate into multiple benefits to the city, namely increased annual revenue. If the numbers are correct, or in fact higher as population growth continues, it could net approximately $1.2 million in new annual revenue, or about $6 million by the 2030 census. From my perspective, I see this as a good move by council to approve as a business investment, because we should get our money back within the first year, Massey said, and then over the next few years, that amount goes forward. Tracking the increased growth since the previous 2020 census could also award new grant opportunities, as well as establish Columbia's status as an entitlement city if Columbia's population meets or exceeds 50,000 people, Assistant City Manager and Financial Officer Thad Jablonski said. For some cities, given the variables that go into that calculation as an entitlement city, it's what you receive each year, Jablonski said. Whether that makes sense to you, it might make sense to some older communities like us who have low-income census tracts as designated by the U.S. Census Bureau. Like our sister city to the north, Spring Hill, it would make a little less sense, but as we approach that 50,000 threshold, that's something we can evaluate and take a look at, he said. It's not often that you see a quadruple crown winner, but Smart Asset has released its 2024 findings, and Murray County, Tennessee ranks number one in all four incoming investment categories for the state of Tennessee. The categories include business growth, GDP growth, new building permits, and incoming investment. Murray County also ranked number three in incoming investment and number seven in business growth nationally out of over 3,000 counties in the United States. Smart Asset methodology looks at change over a three-year period, which demonstrates sustained performance. Further details on methodology used to determine results can be found at www.smartasset.com/investing. The Smart Asset report findings serve as a capstone to 10 years of sustained growth for Murray County. It is important to note that results like this would not be possible without teamwork and the strong local, regional, state, and TVA economic development partnerships that have been developed. We are proud of Murray County's economic performance and the positive benefits it has delivered broadly across the local economy. That said, we are even more excited for what's still to come for Murray County as we transition the focus of our local economic development efforts from community growth to community enhancement. Murray County is a great place to live and do business, and that is getting truer every day, said Travis Groth, Vice President for Economic Development at the Murray County Chamber and Economic Alliance. This study identifies the places across the U.S. which are receiving the most incoming investment. The study measures investment in counties across three metrics: business establishment growth, gross domestic product or GDP growth, and new building permits. SmartAsset looked at the change in the number of businesses established in each location over a three-year period. This shows whether or not people are starting new business ventures in the county. GDP growth was examined using real growth, inflation adjusted, in the local economy. For investment and development in the local residential real estate market, SmartAsset calculated the number of new building permits per 1,000 homes. We scored every county in our study on these three factors. We then combined those scores to create a final ranking of counties. With that ranking, we created an index where the county with the most incoming investments was assigned a value of 100 and the county with the least investment activity received a 0, SmartAsset officials stated. Yesterday, the Pregnancy Center of Middle Tennessee's new Spring Hill location opened to the public. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy paid a visit to the new center and spoke to the facility's director, Kathy Cook, to learn more about the services Pregnancy Center provides.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this morning I'm in Spring Hill at a ribbon cutting to celebrate the new location of the Pregnancy Centers of Middle Tennessee. This is their new Spring Hill location, and I'm speaking with Kathy Cook, the director. Congratulations, Kathy.
Thank you so much. We're just thrilled to be here in this community, and we love our new space.
Wonderful. I know everyone's really interested in learning more about your mission. How would you describe the mission of the Pregnancy Centers of Middle Tennessee?
Right. Well, for the past 30 years, we have come alongside men and women experiencing pregnancies to affirm all life.
Wonderful. And what about some of the services you provide?
Right. Many times, mom and dad, they'll need medical services, so we're able to provide free ultrasounds. We have three sonographers that are available to see mom and dad, and we also offer a two-year parenting curriculum that allows mom and dad to become better parents, and because of their participation, they then receive all the materials they need for their baby from infancy to toddler years, and that would include diapers and cribs and strollers, even free car seats. Our community has been very generous to us over the years.
Wow, that is totally amazing. And what are your days and hours of operation here in Spring Hill?
Yes, ma'am. In Spring Hill, we're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 9 to 4.
Got it. And I gather Columbia has different hours, you mentioned?
We do. We have planned it so that we can be available to the public 4 days a week. If you care to come to our Columbia Center, we're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, same hours of 9 to 4.
Got it. And what is the best way for interested persons to contact you for more information or maybe to set up an appointment?
Right. To set up an appointment for services, you would call 381-4024 and you'll be scheduled for an ultrasound or a parenting class, whatever your needs might be. Also, if you would like, you can learn more about us at our online website, pcofmt.org.
Okay, I'm going to get you to repeat the number and then that website again.
931-381-4024, Columbia office, as well as our website, pcofmt.org. I want to especially thank our community. For the past 30 years, we have been a nonprofit open to the public with never any charges. We are 100% charge-free. That's for all services, medical, education, mentoring, and all the items that babies receive, such as formula and other things, are donated by our community. And we just want to say thank you today.
Wow, that is so generous. Y'all provide wonderful services, and I know you are so appreciated in the community, so congratulations. Again, this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
On February 25th, Lieutenant Bailey Simmons and Lieutenant Daryl Hatcher taught an informational child CPR class at Maury County Fire Department. Benji Gentry attended this class with his child. A few days later, he saved the life of a friend using the knowledge and skills gained from this class. Benji Gentry, a Maury County resident, shared that on the 29th of February, he invited his neighbor over for dinner. During the meal, he noticed that his friend appeared distressed. Using his knowledge from the Maury County Fire Department class, he recognized that his friend was choking. Mr. Gentry positioned himself behind his friend and performed abdominal thrusts until the obstruction was cleared. 911 was also contacted and the patient was transported to the hospital for treatment. He would have died, Benji Gentry stated. Maury County Fire is proud of the students in the class. We want to recognize the instructors who taught this class. Lieutenant Simmons and Lieutenant Hatcher are incredible firefighters and medical providers, stated Devin Dickey, medical chief at Maury County Fire Department. Every CPR class that we teach directly funds classes for our Maury County Fire Department firefighters, he said. The Maury County Clerk's Office can now help residents with renewals of license plates or placards each Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Maury County Senior Citizen Center, located at 1020 Maury County Park Drive. Please drive around to the back of the building and look for the car tag renewal sign near the back door. Forms of payment include credit or debit card or check. No cash will be accepted. Any Maury County resident can use this office. All other transactions will still need to be done through the main office located at 10 Public Square in Columbia. Also, you can renew online by visiting www.tncountyclerk.com or at kiosks in Spring Hill City Hall or Mount Pleasant Courthouse. Come and see your favorite Addams Family cast member in the delightful musical comedy The Addams Family Musical, to be presented at Spring Hill High School on March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. The box office opens at 6 p.m. and the performance begins at 7. Tickets are $10. Don't miss this fun evening and experience what it's like to be in Addams. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and Department of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Stuart C. McWhorter announced last week the 50 recipients receiving funding through the Infrastructure Planning Grant, or IPG, program. The $10.7 million in funding is part of the Rural Economic Opportunity Act and will assist communities and utility districts across Tennessee with long-term planning for their water and sewer systems. Ensuring all Tennesseans have access to clean water starts with investing in the right infrastructure, said Governor Lee. I thank our General Assembly for funding this program and commend the 50 grantees for stepping up to help our community strengthen local infrastructure and plan for the future, he said. The IPG program is open to utility systems that serve distressed counties and rural communities on the Financially Distressed Utility System referral list. Funds can be used in the following program categories: water system mapping and modeling, water system analysis, sewer system mapping and modeling, sewer system analysis, asset management related activities, and regionalization studies. Without strong infrastructure, communities cannot grow or attract business and industry, said Commissioner McWhorter. I congratulate those receiving funding through the IPG program and look forward to seeing how these 50 projects will spur future economic growth. The grants awarded included the City of Mount Pleasant, who will receive $405,000. Car enthusiasts, start your engines. The highly anticipated Main Street Car Show is set for Mount Pleasant, Tennessee on March 16th, showcasing a dazzling array of classic, vintage, and exotic automobiles. This family-friendly event promises an afternoon filled with automotive marvels, entertainment, a kids' zone, and community spirit. It'll take place on March 16th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Main Street in Mount Pleasant. Car shows in Mount Pleasant have been a beloved tradition in the community, bringing together car aficionados, families, and friends for an afternoon. Attendees can expect to feast their eyes on various vehicles, from meticulously restored classics to sleek modern cars. Whether you're looking for an afternoon outing with your family or just love the beauty of a well-maintained automobile, there will be something for everyone at this year's show. In addition to the impressive lineup of cars, the event will feature live entertainment, food vendors, and activities for children, making it a perfect outing for the entire family. Local businesses will also participate, offering special promotions and discounts during the event. We're thrilled to be cruising on the square with Kittrell Cars in Mount Pleasant, said Haverly Pennington, the Main Street director. It's a fantastic opportunity for our community to come together, celebrate our shared love for cars, and enjoy a day filled with family fun, she said. Car enthusiasts interested in showcasing their vehicles at the Main Street Car Show can start lining up at 2 p.m. Early registration is encouraged. Don't miss out on the Main Street Car Show. Mark your calendars for March 16th and join us for an unforgettable afternoon of automotive bliss. The Spring Hill Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce Innovation Lives Here, a thought leader speaker series for Middle Tennessee. Inspired by the globally acclaimed TED Talks, the series will commence with its first event on March 20th, followed by additional events on July 24th and October 16th each running from 10 a.m. until noon at Thompson Station Church, located at 2604 Thompson Station Road East in Thompson Station. The first event within the series on March 20th will feature distinguished speakers including Yesenia Sevilla, Director of Strategic Engagement and Ecosystem Development with the Wondery at Vanderbilt University, Dr. Joyce Thompson-Heems, Dean of the Jennings A. Jones College of Business at Middle Tennessee State University, and John Warner, notable lighting innovator and business owner of J Squared Systems. The Spring Hill Chamber witnesses examples of extraordinary innovation in our area every day, said Executive Director Rebecca Melton. We are thrilled to unveil an event that not only embodies our spirit of innovation, but will also inspire the entire Middle Tennessee community. Because this series will cover a wide range of topics across technology, education, healthcare, arts, and business, we encourage all professionals, entrepreneurs, and innovation enthusiasts to join us as we explore transformative ideas that will shape our future, she said. For event and registration information, visit www.springhillchamber.com/news. The speaker series is presented by Premier Design Build of Spring Hill. The Murray County Historical Society has been granted permission by the Murray County Commission to place a time capsule in the new Murray County Justice Center currently under construction. A selection committee has been created and is ready to receive items. If you have something small and Murray County related you would like to donate, contact Eric Previti at 931-626-9878, or you can email him at epreviti, that's E-P-R-E-V-I-T-I, at icloud.com. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mr. Johnny Ray Sheeran, Sr., 69, a resident of Columbia, retired skilled tradesman with General Motors, died March 6th at Murray Regional Medical Center. Funeral services for Mr. Sheeran will be conducted on Tuesday, March 12th at 6 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. The family will visit with friends before the service time on Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Mr. John Henry Chadwell Jr., 82, of Linville, passed away Saturday, March 9th at his residence. A funeral service for Mr. Chadwell will be held at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home on March 13th at 12 p.m. Burial will follow at Polk Memorial Gardens. The family will visit with friends on Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mrs. Barbara King Norton, 86, a resident of Orange Park, Florida, died Wednesday, March 6th at her residence. Funeral services for Mrs. Norton will be conducted on Saturday, March 16th at 10 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Rose Hill Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Friday, March 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here. To serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer. And why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have sunshine today with a few afternoon clouds. The high will reach 70 degrees with winds out of the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect some clouds this evening that will give way to mainly clear skies overnight. The low will be around 45 degrees with light and variable winds. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group. And if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buydowns. And I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost in construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Wave Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. After more than 4 hours, tense exchanges, and numerous objections, a key House committee passed a sweeping, controversial school voucher bill last week. Meanwhile, the Senate version cleared its first hurdle in the Education Committee with relative ease. The House bill differs greatly from its Senate counterpart, At the heart of each proposal is a program that would give about $7,000 for each student to put toward the cost of attending private school, with no income limits. But the House version packs in a laundry list of reforms to the public school system, which Democrats have characterized as an attempt to buy votes. The Senate version, while more narrow, would also allow students to use vouchers to attend public schools outside their home district. Democrats continued voicing their opposition to the proposal, criticizing how it ties public school investments and reforms to a policy they say will undermine the system as a whole. The bill's co-sponsor, Representative Scott Sipicki, said he and fellow lawmakers had been wanting to make these changes to the public K-12 system for years, but they were waiting for the right vehicle to get them passed. Democrats also strongly opposed the lack of accountability measures for private schools. Representative Sam McKenzie asked Education Commissioner Lizette Reynolds about how to compare the performance of voucher students with public schoolers taking the TCAP standardized test. Reynolds said there would be no apples-to-apples comparison between the two groups. Unlike public schools, private schools wouldn't be required to administer the TCAP, which is based on the state's rigorous academic standards under this bill. Some private schools may be required to take one of a handful of national normed reference tests, but others may not, depending on their accrediting agency. Four Republicans also voted against the bill, with several interrogating how the policy might open the door to federal overreach into private schools, since they sometimes work with public schools to serve students with disabilities. The omnibus House version passed 12-7 in the Education Administration Committee. The Senate Education Committee passed its bill 7-1, with the lone Democrat casting a no vote. The House version now heads to government operations, while the Senate proposal will go to finance, ways, and means. Tennessee State Library and Archives will bring history alive for 8 to 12-year-olds during the Historians in Training Junior Archivist Summer Camp on June 10th through the 14th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are proud to host another year of summer camp at our beautiful Tennessee State Library and Archives building, said Secretary of State Trey Hargett. This is one of our team's favorite events at the Library and Archives, and they have worked hard to put together a fun-filled and educational week that will appeal to any student that desires to learn more about Tennessee history and preservation, he said. The Historians in Training Junior Archivist Summer Camp is funded in part by the National Historical Publications and Record Commission. To register for the camp, visit sos.tn.gov/TSLA. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Marilyn Manson will tour in 2024 in support of Five Finger Death Punch's North American tour. The tour will stop at Bridgestone Arena on August 14th. Tickets go on pre-sale on March 13th with the key code KEY, and public sales start on Friday, March 15th. Manson hasn't performed in public since 2020, according to multiple sources, and his last concert was in November of 2019. You can find tickets at www.ticketmaster.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting WKOM WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.